Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. The fall allergy season has arrived, and it's shaping up to be a real sinus buster for the 50 million Americans with respiratory allergies. According to climate scientists, we can blame this year's allergy agonies on rising global temperatures and an increase in atmospheric CO2, both of which are fueling earlier and faster growth of bigger ragweed plants able to produce higher levels of pollen and misery later into the fall. Seasonal allergies can come with a multitude of symptoms that occur simultaneously. Sneezing can be accompanied by sinus pain or nasal, ear, and chest congestion. When these symptoms work in unison with each other, headaches can occur around the front of the face with worsening sinus pain as you breathe through your nose. On the line with me to discuss some drug-free remedies for allergies is Jennifer Ernst, CEO and co-founder of Tivic Health, a company pioneering non-pharmaceutical bioelectronic solutions for the treatment of allergen-triggered sinus pain. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ms. Ernst, what are allergies?
Fundamentally, they're a response of our immune system. Let's start by talking about what sinus passages are, because that's where a lot of the allergy response we're talking about starts. You have small particles that get into the nasal passages, up into the sinus passages, and they act as irritants. And basically, our body can't tell the difference between a foreign attacker, a parasite, or a little fleck coming from friendly Fido. So our body has an immune response that kicks in trying to get rid of and, quote, fight off all of these small particles that enter the sinus passages and enter the nasal passages. So think of it as there's a small object, tiny, tiny microscopic object, particles, allergens, and your body wants to either get it out or protect the system from going deeper. And so the two things that happen are those sneezy, runny eyes mechanisms to get it out of your body, and things like swelling of the sinus passages help keep the deeper passages protected against what your body sees as a foreign attacker.
So what are the classic symptoms of pollen allergy?
So when we're talking about pollen and hay fever more generally, that could be dust mites, it could be pet dander, it can be, at this time of year, it can be mold spores that come from as leaves are falling and hitting the ground and that wonderful crunching sound underfoot. So typical symptoms, about 90% of people actually experience this pulsing, throbbing pressure in the front of the face around the inner eyes, the nasal passages, and in the cheeks. So we don't often think about our cheeks as sinus passages, but in the upper area are some sinus passages that also participate in breathing, in the breathing apparatus. So symptoms also associated with allergies and less so with things like colds and flu are the runny eyes, the sneezing, the choo-choo-choo-choo kinds of effects, and congestion. So swelling, that tends to go across all disease cases that we're talking about associated with the sinuses, because the tissue swells inside the sinuses. And that's a protective measure of the body, regardless of whether it's fighting against pollen, dust mites, allergens, or whether it is fighting against a cold or flu.
And what percentage of the population suffers from pollen allergies?
The numbers vary by study. The percentage of people suffering in the U.S., about 1 in 5 that are suffering from some form of nasal or hay fever type allergy. Globally, the numbers go up. So we're, as you mentioned, climate warming, global warming and climate change at the start of the program. Those factors, like pollution as well, are also influencing a global growth in allergies around the world.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Ernst, CEO and co-founder of Tivic Health. Ms. Ernst, why is global warming being linked to an increase in allergy symptoms?
Basically, global warming is making plants stronger. So we look at things like longer seasons, which means the plants have longer time to bloom. They also have longer time to grow. So the pollens that they're putting out tend to be stronger. And then when we talk about the fall season, we're also then looking at, again, an extended season where it will tend to get cold a little later, warm up a bit earlier. And in that fall season, that allows more time for leaves, for fallen needles, for things that basically will accumulate in the ground to decay and to start to create a little bit more of that mold reaction, mold allergy that we see in the fall.
What are a few things that people with pollen allergies can do to better manage and reduce their symptoms?
Well, the first thing we always advocate is prevention. So that goes to, in the spring, definitely masks will help because your pollens are primarily airborne. In the fall, the same type of masks that our emergency workers need to use to protect themselves from COVID are also the same kind, N95, that people can use to protect themselves from allergies. Other things, though, a little less obvious, is that pollen and allergens will tend to accumulate on the ground. So if you're outdoors, taking your shoes off before you enter the house, pretty simple measure, but it can keep you from tracking the allergens into the house. Another good prevention technique is having the right air filtering systems. So if you have, for example, a HEPA system, that's actually targeting the small particles and the allergens. Some of our older household air filtering systems really weren't designed to get rid of the small particles that we're dealing with when we talk about sinusitis or allergy reactions. So it's choosing something that is HEPA filtering and not just carbon or metal filtering, which is really more designed just to protect the system of the house from getting too dirty as the particles go through. So really choosing the right air filtering system. A couple other things, if you're really susceptible, taking a quick shower when you get home, brushing out your hair, in my case, tossing my hair before I go in the house so that I get the stuff outside the house and not inside. Some of those type of techniques. So thinking in terms of prevention is really about making sure you bring as little into the house or into enclosed areas as possible. But when you're really dealing hardcore with symptoms, let's say you're actually out, you're out and about, you want to be able to deal with a response you're having. Our product ClearUp is really ideal for that kind of situation. It's a little tiny handheld device that you can take with you anywhere and uses very small pulses of electrical current along the cheek area, the nose, and the brow. It activates one of your body's mechanisms for clearing up the sinus passages. So by intervening on the electrical signaling path rather than the drug path, the pharmaceutical type approach, you can get a pretty fast response with something that you can carry around with you in your pocket, have out with you when you're running, take with you on the go. More conventional treatments, more suitable for when you're going to be someplace like home, include flushing the nasal passages with salt water. That steamy shower we were talking about earlier can help loosen up mucus if you're starting to get accumulation. So there are also some tried and true tested approaches.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Ernst, CEO and co-founder of Tivic Health. Ms. Ernst, where can people go to get more information on allergies and your company?
Our company is TivicHealth.com, and we make ClearUp sinus pain relief. So there is information available at TIVIC, Tivic Health, and also at Buy ClearUp. So if you do a simple Google search, sinus ClearUp, you're most likely going to find the ClearUp product itself. And on our website, quite a number of resources available through both our blog post and links to affiliate sites that will help people identify good resources for allergy-related treatments.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I do wish everybody as good of an allergy season as we can get you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.